Hello, dear listener. This is Basement Gaming, episode 56. My name is Herb, and I'm joined by my dear cousin Brigham.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
So this episode, since Brigham and I have been grinding New World, we pose the question, how do we avoid burnout in an MMO? If you enjoy the show, please give us a follow on your podcast listening app of choice and on Twitter at BasementGaming9. And please share the show with your gamer friends. With formalities out of the way, welcome to Basement Gaming. Alright, so Brigham, you know how I'm learning Spanish, right?
Yep.
How long do you think until you and I could have like a whole conversation in Spanish?
That'd be really awesome. You know, I don't know. You've been going to Spanish countries a few times now and you've had practice. I think I wouldn't be surprised if next time I see you next year, we can at least have a little bit of a conversation.
Because, you know, I sat back and thought about it. We have a lot of family members that I know, like a significant amount of Spanish. Like your brother-in-law does, Stefan does, my dad does.
Yes, your dad does.
My brother's pretty good at it. Like, we got a lot of Spanish speakers around, so I had to get on my game, Brigham. I just, like, I can't be left.
This is crazy. Make me, like, think I gotta get my Spanish back on. I don't practice it too often, but
this thing that people do sometimes, or I've been told, to just watch, like, a sitcom, like, an easily understandable sitcom, and just watch it in Spanish to just, like, practice your brain to listening people talk in Spanish. But
yeah.
A lot of sitcoms, people talk very fast, so I don't know. I think I'll try kids shows for now.
Yeah, I start kids shows, then you go to sitcoms, then you watch the news. Like, I can watch sitcoms. Like, it's actually kind of cool now. Like, whenever I watch like Breaking Bad or something and speaking Spanish, I'm like, oh, I don't have to read the subtitles. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, if I ever watch the news, or actually like whenever I watch like animated movies, I find that really hard. I don't know why. It's just like because the lips, like, they don't really match. Like the in character, like, lips don't match like the voice. And a lot of times in like these cartoons, they'll have different characters from like different backgrounds. So they'll have like someone, like a character like the Turtles from Brazil. And like, I don't know, I'm just thinking of Finding Nemo because I remember that. Like, it was like the goldfish is from like Colombia or something like that. So it's like all these just completely different accents. So like I'm listening to it and I'm like, are they even speaking Spanish? Like, I'm like so thrown off just because I'm so used to only hearing like Mexicans speak Spanish. So
it's interesting that you recognize accents, because I've been like I said, I've been to a couple of different countries that speak Spanish, and I can't tell the difference at all, like, in their accents, like, mm-hmm. Not even a little bit. Like, I looked at this map on Reddit once where it was just like, it was like a heat map or like a color map of the difficulty of the Spanish in different Spanish speaking countries, and it was just so hilarious. Some of the places were just like, is this even Spanish? Where, like, yeah. I think it was Dominican Republic and like Puerto
Rico,
they
talk
or
really
something
fast.
Where it's just like, this is completely incomprehensible to regular Spanish speakers. It's like, what?
I mean, I can understand, like, you know, Dominican Republic, Chile, like Argentina, especially those are like very Spain. Those are like super distinct accents. I think if it was like more, like you're trying to tell me different accents within Mexico, like I wouldn't be able to tell the difference that much. But yeah, I mean, that's just the next step. I'm excited. You make me like, dang, we'll have like a little language you can actually talk to each other, like a secret language, which is always fun too.
Well, so. Not that secret, like I said, like
half I know, but it's yeah, it's fun though. It's fun to have like a language to talk to people with. I guess you already know this. You speak French and Creole, but yeah.
Anyway, dude, okay. One of the funniest thing about knowing a little bit of a different language is like when you're gaming. And then there's like an open mic or something, or it is like proximity chat in like a multiplayer game, and someone just starts cursing you out in Spanish or something. I find that hilarious. It makes me laugh every time. It's like, huh, yeah. You think I didn't understand that?
I think it's always funny whenever people like try to speak a different language in front of you, thinking that you don't understand it. And then you're kind of like in this conundrum of like, do I say something or do I just like not say something? But then if they find out that I know what they're saying, they'll get upset. Like I'm spying on them or something. Has ever happened to you before?
No, definitely not. That's funny that it hasn't. I don't know. It'd be funny if it was like, if they're saying something harmless, you know, if it's something that's like fun and it's like, and you can just kind of going into the joke, right? It's like, oh, I understood that. And then they're like, oh my gosh, I didn't expect that from you, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But if they're insulting you, it's like, well, now I'm just upset. I'm leaving.
Yeah. And it's always hard too, because it's like, you know, they, if you react to it, they know you understand it. So you just gotta like sit there and pretend like you can't hear anything, and they gotta like put this poker face on, and it can be weird.
Just hope people are good people and aren't cursing you out for no reason.
Yeah, that happened to me all the time in Mexico, and people just assume I didn't speak Spanish, even though I was living in Mexico. And yeah, it was weird sometimes.
Yep. Okay. What you been up to? Been playing some New World?
Yeah, a ton of New World. I mean, really, what other games have been out lately? I guess Metroid Dread just came out on Nintendo Switch, but I mean, who's going to play that game? Just kidding. It's really popular. I shouldn't say that. I'm not playing that game, though. I'm all in on New World.
Far Cry 6 came out recently,
too. Oh, yeah. Did you play that?
I did not. I probably will not for a long time.
Are you just like far down the rabbit hole of New World?
Yeah, it's pretty much the only thing that's interesting me right now. And I mean, Far Cry in particular, it's one of those I don't want to pay full price for it kind of thing. Like,
yeah, I feel that.
Once it gets cheaper, I'll play, but not now. Mm-hmm. But yeah, New World, it's been fun, man. I just want to catch up. I'm at the point where like I want to play as much as I can to catch up, because I just feel so underleveled. I'm level 24. You told me earlier you're level 22, which I just want to catch up and just do the fun stuff. Like I'm not enjoying leveling, but especially since we can't really do it together unless we're running dungeons, it's getting kind of monotonous. Let's just get there, man. Let's all just get there, you know, get to the finish line.
Yeah. See, I'm kind of the opposite right now. Like, I really don't like to. I kind of made this rule for myself. It's like, if I'm not enjoying the moment of the time, if I don't enjoy like the moment of playing, then I just won't play. And that's like the kind of thing that like kind of turned me off on like classic WoW and like Final Fantasy 14. Like, I hate playing games where it's like, oh, you got to put in a ton of hours before you can get to the good part, the fun part, right? It's like, no, I just want to have fun. I want to have fun getting to the fun part. You know what I mean? And so far with New World, I have, for the most part, like I have been enjoying running around doing quests. I do like that, you know, even though there's like 60 levels, me and we're all relatively close enough that we were able to do a dungeon together. I was able to do some stuff with a couple friends last weekend, even though they're like 10 levels above me. So that's really nice about the game. And I do like that, you know, even though you're lower level, you don't have to be max level to do the wars. Especially right now, because there's not a lot of max level people. So like, even if you're lower level, they'll still let you in. So that's been pretty cool. But I don't know, like personally, I have been starting to kind of feel like, you know, there needs to be more, you know what I mean? Like the quests in that game, I can totally tell that those are add on really late into the design, because a ton of them were just, hey, go run all over here, kill something, and then come all the way back. And then I'll just give you a quest that's the exact same thing. And
dude, there's a lot. I'm doing this question right now where this guy sends me to three different locations that are like pretty close to one another. I loot a box, and do that three times and come right back to him. And he's done that to me three or four times right now. I'm just like, yeah, go to these three buildings, kill the people that are there, loot this box, and come back to me. I'm just like, what is this quest? What am I doing right now? I don't even know what I'm looting. That's even the craziest part. I loot the chest. I don't even know what I'm getting. I just get the thing and I come right back to him. Yeah. There's a lot of quests like that where it's just like, or go to an area, loot seven boxes in that area, and then come right back to us.
Yeah. It's like super like old school mediocre quest design. It's just like this would have been cool back in like 2010, you know? Like, I would have been totally fine with it. But we've had so much better now. Like, at least, even World of Warcraft, yeah, there's a bunch of quests like that, but they do such a good job of making the story really immersive with cutscenes and voice and, you know, dialogue and changing up the quests with vehicle quests and stuff like that, that it feels fresh. Like, I enjoy questing a lot in World of Warcraft. But, yeah, in this game, the questing is just kind of becoming more and more grueling, and it kind of bothers me that, like, I'm not even 30 yet, and I'm kind of starting to feel burnt out. Like, I don't feel burnt out to the point I'm going to quit the game. I definitely think it's a really fun game, and I want to see more. In fact, just last weekend I was playing, I got to a new zone. It was so cool being able to see a new territory that had a totally different vibe than the territories that I've been to yet. So there's definitely things exciting about the game, but I don't know. I just really wish there was more to do while you level up.
The thing that I'm finding that's the thing I like to do while I'm leveling up, is leveling different weapons. So, like, on the playthrough I did yesterday, like, when I got on to play for a little while, I was like, I'm going to level the hatchet today. And you just, like, grab a hatchet that I had in my storage, and I just started using it. And then I do like that process of just, like, learning new abilities in your in each weapon tree. And the fact that you can just, like, pick up any weapon and just start leveling it, I really like that. And, again, this is something we brought up in the last time we talked about New World. I think this is what they're, like, riding on. The whole combat ecosystem of that game is really good. Running around fighting things is really, it's much more immersive than World of Warcraft. It's much more immersive than any MMO I've played, really. It's probably closer to, like, Guild Wars or something, where just the lack of tap targeting is just really good, where it's just, you're dodging, you're ducking, you're using abilities. The mobs are pretty hard. Like, I've gotten close to death a couple of times, and I've died a couple of times. So just being in the world is entertaining. But the questing in the world, like you said, is definitely just there to be there. So yeah, which is why I'm saying, like, I really want to get a little bit higher so I feel comfortable turning on PvP mode, you know, and running around with PvP mode turned on, or doing the wars and doing the PvP content. I think that's where I want to get comfortable enough with my weapons, and, like, have enough levels where I can just actually fight people and I don't just get wrecked, because I'm seeing a lot of, like, higher level people around now. So, yeah, it's a thing.
No, I definitely agree. I think that the PvE stuff isn't more of a means to an end, and the game really does excel in PvP. And I've noticed people who've quit the game already, the kind of players that just don't like PvP at all. And I think if you're the kind of person who doesn't enjoy PvP at all, then this game, at least for now, is not for you. Like, yes, there's quests, yes, there's dungeons, but I think the ultimate goal of this game, which I think the game does such a good job of, is that kind of interaction through PvP of having, being part of a company that owns a territory and trying to take over other territories, and working with other companies for that within your covenant or within your faction, I mean, to gain more land, like this whole battle. And, like, that's what keeps me really invigorated in the game. Like, seeing the map and being like, oh, like, our company has a battle for this place. I'm really excited to see what happens. Or, you know, like, that's the kind of goal that pushes me to keep, well, like, that's the reminder that I have, that I tell myself whenever I want to keep playing the game. You know what I mean? Like I always, like, I'm a very goal-oriented person when it comes to video games. And that's, I feel like if you're not in the PvP, there's not very much high-end goals to do. But the idea of, like, okay, I want to be able to get really good at this game so I can participate in the wars to help take over these, like, land masses with no people in my guild or company, that's really cool.
Yep, for sure. So I guess so. The question I had in my head, so there was a little story that came out recently. Before, they were saying that you could level your character on a different world and then transfer it to the world you want to be in. For some reason, they took that away. So they're making people, like, re-level new characters, which I think is one of the fastest ways to burn out your player audience in the world. So
are you sure that's crazy? They're doing that. They just back out on that.
I have the article right here. They did a whole U-turn from Eurogamer. This came out October 9th. So maybe they went back to originally saying that, because my buddy that couldn't get into our zone or our server, he ended up making a whole new character because they opened up more server space, but they wouldn't let him transfer his already made character.
That is so messed up.
As of October 14th, that's where we're at. I don't know if it's going to be changed or if I didn't see a more recent article, but that's where it was at then. So, yeah. So my question is, like, this is the first time we've played an MMO together for a while. And I think the biggest thing that happens to me with MMOs is I get burnt out, like, very quickly, especially, I don't know why I say MMOs, like, I've played a bunch. It's just WoW, you know? I get burnt out a while, like, within a month, essentially. I'm just tired of just doing this, you know? So, like, for you specifically, as a gamer, and then we'll go, like, as a developer, what can you do to, like, avoid burnout in an MMO? I'm sorry. Because that's, like, the biggest killer of an MMO is, like, the player base just gets burnt out on the content. Or in the daily playings of the game, and then we just fall off.
Yeah. I think it all comes down to goals. Like I was saying earlier, like you need to have a reason to play. Like I think that's the main reason people get burnt out. They're kind of like they get to a point where they just say, what am I doing? Like why? What's the purpose of me coming in here and killing 20 goblins every day for this daily? You know what I mean? And so having some sort of goal or achievement, whether it's a title, amount, in New World's perspective, claiming territories, I think those are things that can help you help drive you to keep playing and avoid the burnout. On top of that too, I think, you know, don't play too much in one sitting. I think that World of Warcraft and New World both have like that rest XP feature. So basically, you know, you can spend time logged out of the game, and as you're logged out, you'll gain a little bonus for increased XP whenever you get back on the game. And something I used to do a lot, that I still do actually whenever I play Classic WoW, whenever I rarely do, is I only level up my characters whenever they have rest XP. And the moment they don't have rest XP, I just log out. Yeah. And I think that's a good way to avoid the burnout, so you don't put too much into the game, and it also really makes the time you spend in the game really efficient.
Yeah, I remember there was a while during my World of Warcraft stint where it was like, we'd hop on for like an hour maybe. Not even, you know, just to burn your rest XP, and it's like, all right, back to the end. See you tomorrow. Or yeah. Like, if by any chance you didn't play for a couple of days or a weekend, and then you got back on, leveling just flew by. It was amazing. That actually happened to me with New World recently. It was like I was away for the weekend from like Thursday to Monday or Tuesday. I didn't play, and then Wednesday I got on, and I just like flew. I just flew through two levels, no problem. I was like, oh, this is amazing, but. I think for me, the goals thing is good. It's probably just whenever you get to the part of the game where the big goal is gone, you can't level anymore, right? Mm-hmm. I think it's all about finding something to do over and over again that's not monotonous or that's not a chore, you know?
Yeah.
Where this is why I think I really want to give this game a shot, because I think the whole PvP aspect is that it's something that you can do over and over again that'll be different every time you do it. Like every time you fight a different player, it's different. It doesn't matter if they have the exact same gear and weapons as the previous player you just fought. This is a different person, so it's different, right? So I think that's the biggest thing for me, because so often these kind of games can just feel like a part-time job. I say this all the time, where it's just, okay, I gotta get on at 7 to do this thing, and then I gotta make this item so I can like do the raid for next week and stuff like that, and then, okay. And then you get to raid for a couple hours a week, have a little bit of fun, and then you spend 6 days out of the week preparing for a one-day raid, you know? Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the part that really kills me. It's just I can't get on here to do chores so I can have fun for a couple hours a week, you know?
Yeah, and the thing about chores too is like, what makes something a chore versus you know, not a chore, just like a feature, right? And I think it's just whether it's fun or not. You know, they call in World of Warcraft there's chore gas, everyone call it chore gas, and it's like, why is it chore gas? Because it's not fun to do. You just go in there, you know you're gonna win. You're just in there to get this one currency that you have to get to do the thing you really want to do, which is raiding, you know? So, and I feel like because with New World, everything you do contributes to leveling up your character. So like you can go fishing, you can go mining, you can go kill things. They all give you XP. It really varies it up and lets people do what they want to do to level up their character, which definitely helps with avoiding burnout as well. Like that's actually something that I was thinking about recently, is like, I'm kind of tired of doing quests. I may just go run around and chop down trees, get my wood cutting up, and that still is beneficial to me because I'll level up my character doing wood cutting, you know?
Yeah, like all the crafting and gathering give you XP, and it's like in a decent amount too. Like it's not it's not like thousands of XP points, but you can get a couple hundred by just running around mining or something, especially.
And you get a big chunk of it whenever you level up too. Like there's this one place where all these boars are spawning and people are killing the boars, but the XP gain is from skinning the boars. Because every time you level up the skinning, you get a huge chunk of XP. And I remember I was with Ian, and he like leveled up a ton in a short amount of time just doing that. So, yeah, it's super useful. And that's what's cool, too. The game just lets you do what you want to do and rewards you for it.
Yeah, I'm trying to get some RuneScape players to get like you to play this game more, because it's so RuneScape-y. in the things that you can do, because you could just, like you said, you just go around and chop trees down and mine and smelt and make furniture. I still don't understand why you can make furniture in this game. I don't know what you do with it. I guess you get you can buy a house in this game, and I guess you can put furniture in your house.
So. Yeah, you can get furniture for your house, and your house will have a rating, and the houses with like the best rating that week are the ones that are shown in the town to the public. So like whenever you walk by the different houses in the towns, that those are actual people's houses.
What? I did not know that.
Yeah, it's really cool.
That's hilarious. That's actually kind of cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there's like little things like that. This game, you know, for being a new game, I feel like it's really fleshed out, having all these little features, how immersive all the skilling is. Like you just run to a tree and chop it down. You know what I mean? Like it's just so seamless in in-game VoIP. And I don't know. There's a ton of really cool things about this game. But, you know, you mentioned RuneScape, and I have to make a confession, Herb.
Yeah.
I've been playing old school RuneScape.
I
resubbed last week.
You sub for this? Wait, what?
Of course. I got the game again. I downloaded RuneLite, which is the program I use to play it on. And I actually had one free quest available because they added a couple new free quests the past couple years. And so I did that, which meant I had all the free quests completed, and I was like, well, time to be a member. So I got member, and I've been playing a lot, actually. It's been a ton of fun. And I even like got the source code for RuneLite, because I'm a software engineer, so I was like trying to like look at things I can do to help contribute to that. And I don't know, they have this quest helper add-on for RuneScape now, which is literally the quest helper just tells you where to go, what to click on, what to have in your bags. It's freaking amazing, dude. So I actually have been having a ton of fun playing old school RuneScape lately.
Okay, whatever. We're gonna move back. I have nothing to contribute to that. So the thing I think we're saying here about Burnout, from a developer's point of view, it's all about keeping things interesting, because you gotta have chores in these games. You gotta have something you have to do all the time to just keep people coming back, you know, and give you something to do, but it has to be rewarding, first of all. So whenever we get to max level, I don't know what kind of dailies or what kind of everyday thing there's going to be, but it has to be, it can't be these quests, dude. If I have to do these quests all the time, I'm out. You know, these quests where it's like, oh, go to this place, loot this chest, come back. It's like, nah, this is over for me.
There needs to be an endpoint.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Then if it's the PvP, we talked about it last time again, as long as it doesn't say the exact same, you know, to add new things, new territories you can fight over. Maybe, I don't know, there's a lot of things they can do. Maybe they can do, like, there's, like, this neutral territory. Remember how in WoW there was, like, an always neutral territory during Lich King that you could fight for, and then you could get control of it? Like, Alliance or Horde gets control of, it was, like, a dungeon area. What it was called?
You know Wintergrasp.
Yeah, Wintergrasp. Where you can, like, get, like, Alliance and Horde would just constantly, like, fight over it in PvP, and then you get control of it. And then you can run the dungeon, right? Is that how it worked?
Yeah. There was like a 40-man raid in there. It was like a one boss, like mini raid.
Yeah, and that gave like crazy good loot and stuff that to get to it, you got to play PvP and then you can run the dungeon. I feel like this game would be great for that.
That'd be awesome. Yeah, I love that, you know, and I think making the game rewarding. So like give players good rewards and don't take them away. That's the thing I hate about World of Warcraft. It's that they make you put a ton of effort into a reward, and then the next patch, it's meaningless. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I love about RuneScape. Like, I log on this game I haven't played in years, and things I've done years ago are still useful. Like, I look back, and, like, I get to a certain point in the game, like, oh, I'm so glad I did this thing 3 years ago on my account. So that makes this thing that I'm doing now a lot easier. Like, you never have experience in World of Warcraft, and so I hope with New World that they don't add too many catch-up mechanics, and they don't, you know, try to make old... If they ever come out with old raids, that they make the older dungeons or raids just totally pointless to do. And I don't know, I guess just keep the world evergreen. You know what I mean? I think evergreen is like the best way to do it. Like always make stuff useful. And yeah, that's going to mean that whenever people come into the game later on and there's more stuff to do, that means they have to do more to catch up. But, you know, I think there are other ways. I
think they might enjoy it more.
Yeah, they'll enjoy it more because they'll feel like, yeah, they have to do a lot of work to catch up to their friends. But if the gameplay is fun, they'll still have fun playing it. And there are other ways to kind of circumvent that. And I think that's a better problem to have than just making everyone feel like all the stuff they do is not rewarding. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that was going to be my next question was like, what if you want to make a new character? That's another thing that can really get you burnt out real fast is, okay, I want to make a new character. I don't know why you would want to in this game, no. But you want to make a new character and you got to level up. It's like, oh, I got to go through all this all over again, like 50 plus hours of leveling. Like, do you think people get burned out with that or no?
No, I definitely agree. I mean, I think that's why the best MMOs don't let you make more than one character or make it to where you can do as much as you can on only one character, because I think most people, it's like video games. You know, how many people beat a video game, and then how many people beat that video game more than once? You know what I mean? Like, not a lot of people play a game more than one time.
Yeah, it's not very often. It's usually like if you're a huge fan of the game or something, or you're an achievement hunter.
Yeah, exactly. So like trying to gate people off of like huge pieces of content by telling, hey, you can see this other thing by replaying the entire game. Like, that sucks. So that's like what you're saying too earlier with New World. You can do every sort of weapon style on one character. I think it lets you have an attachment to that one character too. And people have an attachment to you as that one character. They don't see you switching between characters, between names, between, you know, different. This game's all humans, but you know what I mean? Like different, you know, customizations. They just see you as that one avatar. And I think that's really important for MMO as well.
Yeah, I think right now it's pretty easy to change weapons and change specs. I hope they keep that. Changing specs, I don't know how expensive it gets later on, but hopefully it doesn't get too expensive, because, yeah, that's the reason why you never have to make a new character, because your one character can do literally everything. You just have to change some things here and there, grab a different weapon, and you're good to go. So, yeah.
Yeah. I am kind of worried about what that's going to mean for the meta. Like, it's going to be a thing where it's like, you know, you have to, like, say there is like a dungeon later and at end game is like, okay, every boss you're switching your spec, you're switching your weapons, everything, your whole entire loadout just for this one boss. Or like for PvP, it's like, oh, like when we go Zerg, we're doing this build. Whenever we go small groups, you do this separate build. Like, that's too much swapping.
Yeah.
But if they do it, so it's like, you know, it's easy enough that, you know, whenever I want to done, if I want to do a dungeon, I can choose between healing, tanking, or DPS. Like, that's a good place to be in, you know what I mean? Being able to do whatever at that moment. And then once you get into the dungeon or get into the instanced PvP zone, like, you're locked into it, maybe. That's a good compromise, I think. I don't know. I guess
you can't switch unless you're in a town right now, I don't think, right?
Oh, okay. Well, that's perfect. Yeah. So that's good.
You gotta be in a town. So, and it's not easy to just teleport people around right now, so it'd be kind of inefficient for you to go back to town, change specs, and then walk all the way back.
Yeah, and the fact there's no DPS meter too, I think that's going to really help kind of curb the min-maxing in this game, which is really good.
That's
too.
Actually like sneakily a really good feature that there's no DPS meter, because I don't want some freaking hardcore player figuring out to the 0.99% how effective this build can be at DPS. You know, it's like, yeah, you need to do this build, you need to do this rotation exactly, because that's where you get your maximum output. And then it's like, no, man, can we just play the game?
Yeah. This is like spreadsheets online. I hate that.
Got whole ass Excel sheets ready to go for like how to do 0.1% more damage on this boss. It's like, come on, man. And then obviously guilds and or companies would be like, oh, you're not this build, we don't want you. It's like, oh, okay, well, feels like freaking gym class all over again. All right, well, that's more New World. We should probably, I don't know. I feel bad for podcast listeners that don't care about New World, because that's like all we're playing right now. I did play Kena, Bridge of Spirits recently. Talk a little bit about that next time, but give New World a try. It's not what is it, like $49?
Yeah, $49, or I thought it was $40. Maybe it's $49 actually, since I pre-ordered it, but yeah, it's cheap. I mean, and this is MMO, an MMO for a box price at this quality is very rare. So
with no subscription,
no subscription. And so far the cash shop is very minimal, so this is a great time to try it out.
Yeah, try it out, man. Okay. That's what we got on New World. Anything else?
Nope.
Well, yeah. If you enjoyed the show, everyone, please give us a follow on your podcast listening app of choice. Share the show with your gamer friends and come back next time.
Peace.